Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tightening a call and response riff in Ableton Live 12 so it hits with that jungle, old-school DN beat energy, but still feels clean and usable in a modern mix. The big idea here is simple. We're making the breakbeat and the bass line talk to each other. Not just stacking sounds, but creating a conversation. The drums say something, the bass replies, then the groove opens up just enough to keep the whole thing urgent, stylish, and locked in. Think of this as role assignment. Before you touch any sound design, ask yourself, which element is speaking right now, and which one is listening. If both parts try to lead at the same time, the groove gets muddy fast. In jungle and classic DNB, clarity is power. Let's start by setting up the project for fast decisions. Set your tempo around 172 BPM if you want that sweet old-school feel, though anywhere from 170 to 174 works great. Create three main tracks, one for the break, one for the bass, and one for the response sound. That response might be a stab, a hit, a chop texture, or a little Reese flourish. If you have a reference, keep it looping as a short section. Don't get lost in building the entire track yet. We're only trying to nail a strong two-bar idea first. That's the workflow move here. Make a tiny loop that already feels like a drop, then improve it in context. Now build the break foundation. Drag in an Amen-style break, a think break, or any old-school break that has the right attitude. If you're using simpler, put it in slice mode and let Ableton detect the transients. That gives you fast access to the individual hits, which is perfect for DNB editing. The goal is not to over-edit the break. Keep the kick and snare core strong, then make small moves to create space for the bass. Maybe mute a slice here, shift a ghost hit there, or let one snare breath a little longer. Those little pockets are where the bass can speak. On the break group, try a light drum bass to glue things together. A little drive can bring the snare forward, a bit of crunch can add body, and just a touch of damping can tame harsh top end if the break is too spiky. You want the break to feel alive, not flattened. Now let's design the bass call. Keep it simple at first. Seriously, three or four notes is enough. Use operator if you want a clean sub-led bass, or wave eatable if you want some extra movement and harmonic attitude. The bass should answer the drums, not fight them. A strong old-school bass call often lands on the root, then gives you one offbeat reply, maybe with a short tail or a little octave move for lift. If you're using operator, start with a sine or triangle for the sub. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a release that doesn't blur into the next hit. If you want more mid-range bite, layer in a second oscillator or a separate instrument. If you go with wavy-table, keep the detune subtle. You're aiming for tension, not huge wobble. A low-pass filter with mild drive can give the bass some pressure, and a slow LFO on the wavy-table position or cutoff can keep it moving without stealing focus from the break. Here's the key. Your first pass should be underwritten, not overcooked. Leave room. In jungle, the space between the hits is part of the groove. Next, create the response sound. This is where a lot of people accidentally make the arrangement too busy. Don't just duplicate the bass. Use a contrasting texture. Maybe a short restab, a filtered noise hit, a metallic chop, or a resampled bit of the bass itself. The response should feel like a reply, not a second lead vocal. Put that response on its own track and process it with a bit of auto filter, maybe some saturator for grit, and a short echo if it needs depth. If it starts clashing with the sub, narrow it with utility or move it up in frequency with EQ. The more focused this sound is, the harder it lands. Now we tighten the timing. This is where the loop starts becoming a proper DNB phrase. Open the MIDI clips for the bass and response, and start by quantizing only the obvious notes. Then nudge the awkward ones by ear. Shorten note lengths so they don't sit on top of the snare unless that overlap is intentional. A good rule here is to keep the bass tight, but not robotic. Let one or two notes sit a hair early or late if it improves the feel. That tiny push-pull can make the break feel heavier. If the break itself has swing, you can lean the bass slightly behind it for more depth. If the break is very busy, keep the bass more grid tight so the drums can stay fluid. The groove pull can help too, but use it lightly. A subtle swing applied to the bass or response can make the loop feel played rather than programmed, while still preserving the tight DNB lock. Now let's clean up the low end. This is absolutely essential for call and response, because the whole point is clarity. Use EQ8 and utility to separate the sub from the rest of the arrangement. Keep the sub mono. Don't widen the low end. If you're layering sub and mid, high pass the mid layer so it doesn't muddy the foundation. On the bass, cut only what you need. If there's mud around 120 to 250 Hz, clean that up. If the top end is too rough, tame the bite a little. On the break, Trim unnecessary low end so it doesn't compete with the bass. If the snare feels masked, a small dip in the bass around the snare body area can make a big difference. Remember, the whole conversation depends on separation. If everything occupies the same lane, the riff stops feeling like a dialogue and starts feeling like a pileup. Once the loop is feeling close, here's a very DNB move. Resample the bass call and response to audio. Print it, lock it in, then chop it like a producer, not just a programmer. This lets you edit the tails, trim silence, and reshape the phrase quickly. After resampling, clean the attack so each note starts clearly. Fade the tails so you don't get clicks. If a tiny reversed pickup hit helps the tension, use it. If the resampled loop feels stronger with one note removed, keep that version too. At this stage, you're transforming an idea into arrangement material. Now we turn the 2-bar loop into an 8-bar drop phrase. A classic structure might be: bars 1 and 2 are the full call and response. Bars 3 and 4 drop one bass note and add a break fill. Bars 5 and 6 bring the response back with a slightly more open filter. Bars 7 and 8 strip the bass for a short pickup, then slam back in. This is how you keep repetition alive without making the tune feel random. It's not about writing more notes. It's about shaping energy. Open the filter a little every couple of bars. Bring delay up only on the response hit. Add a touch more saturation before the switch up. Make the snare tail feel wider right before the phrase turns over. If your tune is in a dark key, like F minor, keep the movement functional. Let the bass hit the root, then answer with a note that implies movement without turning the whole thing into a melody line. Old school DNB often feels powerful because it's suggestive, not overly explicit. Now do a sanity check. Loop the section and listen at a lower volume. This is a great test. If the conversation disappears quietly, that usually means the arrangement is relying too much on raw weight and not enough on phrasing. The riff should still make sense when the sub isn't dominating. Ask yourself a few practical questions. Does the bass leave space for the snare? Does the response feel like a real reply? Is there enough difference between bar 1 and bar 2? Could a DJ mix this intro or outro cleanly? If the answer is yes, you're in a good place. Also, clean up your workflow. Color code your tracks. Group related elements. Name your clip variations clearly, like one tight, one fill, one mute. Keep a dry version and a more affected version so you can swap quickly later. Intermediate producers save a ton of time by staying organized. A few common mistakes to avoid: making the bass too long, putting the response in the same frequency range as the sub, overquantizing everything, using too many sounds at once, and ignoring the break's transients. If the break loses punch, back off the processing. The kick and snare need attack to carry the whole groove. For a darker or heavier flavor, split your sub and mid layers. Keep the sub clean with operator, and let wave eatable or a resampled layer handle the aggression. Add subtle pitch motion only on the response tail, if you want extra menace. And if you want atmosphere, distort the return or effect send instead of crushing the whole bass. Here's a useful mindset shift. Don't always add more notes when you want more energy. Sometimes a slightly more open filter, a small level change, or a missing hit does more work than another layer ever could. If you've got the time, try the quick practice challenge. Set the project to 172 BPM. Make a 2-bar break loop. Build a bass call with just 3 notes. Add one response sound. Keep the sub mono. Duplicate the loop and remove one bass hit in the second version. Then automate one thing, like filter cutoff or delay send, and resample the result. The goal is to walk away with a loop that could live in the first 16 bars of a DNB drop and already feel like a real tune starter. So the takeaway is this: tighten the conversation between break and bass. Keep the phrase short and purposeful. Protect the low end. Use timing, space, and contrast to create tension. And once the groove feels right, print it and move on. That's the jungle mindset. Sharp, direct, alive, and a little bit rude in the best way.